Check.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I ain't even gonna lie. Like I was saying off camera, as much as a masterpiece as that SZA last project was, I'm not feeling that Kill Bill record at all.
I ain't heard it.
That's the one I just killed my ass.
Oh, yeah. Nah. That's crazy.
Like, I don't know. It just don't do nothing for me, you know, sonically. Because it's like, and then it made me wonder, like, how can you give somebody that much power? You give somebody that much power, yeah. You want to kill them?
Exactly. Like, what do they do that bad to make you want to kill them? That's crazy.
And then what if they die for real?
Exactly. You the main suspect.
Like, what if they die right after that song come out?
Who you think they going to go find?
Oh, yeah. They going to be like, oh, yeah, what the girl to make the song?
Exactly.
They putting up on her first. So it's like you gotta be careful when you're making records like that too, especially if you had one of those toxic relationships where the police always had to be involved.
Exactly, yeah. Like, but like you said, like, what's the point of giving somebody that much power to where now you feel like, because they're controlling you at that point. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I just can't imagine being in a situation where I want to kill somebody. Because we broke up.
Now, trust me, I've been hurt to the point where I wanted to do, like, something, but I want to do something, like, petty.
Like, get back type shit. Yeah, not like murder charges.
Yeah, no, nah, I want to try, like, smash a homegirl type deal.
You did that before, haven't you?
Have I smashed my ex home? Nah, I ain't never did that before.
But it was a thought.
I ain't never did it. Yeah, definitely was a thought. Because we're being broke up. Then I've been thought about all the little times. Like her homie being gave me like the little eye when See? I came around. I ain't going to lie. It was one ex. I was thinking about like trying to smash her mama after we broke up.
Her mama?
Yeah. Because me and her mama always had like a little chemistry.
That's scary.
Why? Why you say it's scary?
Because, man, like, you now women got to watch out for their mama.
Man, her mama was fine, too.
Yes, bro. Like, how long y'all was together? What y'all broke up for? What you do?
We weren't even together long. Probably, like, about 6 months. Why you say it was what I do? Honestly.
It was the woman. It's always the woman.
Nah. Honestly, with this one, I was ready to. I actually saw myself probably marrying this one, but I just honestly, I think she had like a secret like coke habit,
like cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
So I can't really just get with the vibes like that. You know, if I would is if that was the type of time I was on, it would have been like great. Hey, yeah, let's do this drug together and. Be in love and be like one, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't get down like that. And she didn't never like really ever admit it.
Yeah.
But the signs were there. You got to pay attention to the signs.
The signs are always there.
Literally,
we choose to ignore like the signs. But when you get in a relationship, like we be all lovey-dovey and got butterflies over each other and in our stomach and stuff, but the signs are literally always there.
When you talk about signs, you mean like red flags or somebody that your partner is on drugs?
Oh,
have you had a situation like that?
I ain't never had nobody that was on like drugs.
And then the crazy part about it, she always would deny it. She would never like admit it to me, but I always saw the signs.
Because
we went out one night. She probably danced to 30 straight songs.
Maybe she was just turned up.
Nah, hell no. Yeah, she's. And then her homeboy, he was at the time, you know, I was a frequent weed smoker. So we would get like weed from him, but I started noticing other things. He was the edible guy. Next thing you know, she started telling me he got shrooms and all this other stuff. And I'm like, man, buddy got a lot of drugs on deck. So he came over to kick it with us a holiday. It was like Thanksgiving. He just kept going to the bathroom. So I was like, dude, he getting his nose right or something going on. Why this man been to the bathroom like 30 times. So that was like one sign, like, oh, yeah, she getting the dope from him. So like then, like I say, we went out one night to the little nice spot in Buckhead. They had a nice band. And Shorty danced to 30, 40, 50 song nonstop. And she just kept wiping the nose. It's like, the nose, it, I don't know, it's like the more cocaine she did, like her, I don't know if like her nose was like, it was a workout for her nose too, because she was sweating around the nose, around here. She wasn't sweating nowhere else but around here, and she just kept on doing that. And I noticed she kept going to the bathroom multiple times, so I was like, oh yeah. So I kept trying to ask her about it, you know what I'm saying, see if she would go ahead and just, you know, be honest with me. But she would always get offensive. Another sign. That was another sign. You gotta watch the offense. Cause why are you getting offensive?
Right.
Cause if you ask me in my own said drug, I'm not gonna be offensive. I'm just gonna be like, yay, or ha ha ha, go ahead on.
Yeah.
I'm not about to be offended. So yeah, so that's why me and her didn't work out. You know, and we went on by that way. So I saw her like 3 months ago. Had got real small. She had got real small. So I was like, oh, damn. And then you kind of know the difference between been working out weight loss and a drug weight loss.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
It's a difference.
And with all that, I still never wanted to kill nobody.
With all that being said,
I never wanted to kill my ex. The point is, I'll probably get your mama. I ain't gonna lie, I wish I could find her mama right now, though.
I'm not gonna play with you.
Oh, man. I wish I knew her mama Facebook. I'm trying to, I'll find it later on.
Is this the mama that you was talking about?
Yeah. But with that being said, let's go start this show, man.
Let's get it.
Hey, man. Welcome to a brand new episode of the biggest podcast in the world, Check Runners Podcast, baby.
Check Runners.
I am your favorite cousin at the cookout, Rico Ramirez. And if you can't tell by now, I'm countryer than a bowl of grits. And I love it, man. Got another guest co-host. She came here swinging them locks.
Yeah.
Said she was outside yesterday, so she didn't know she was gonna make it, but she pulled up on the kid. I got my dog Miss Hollywood Nat in the building.
What it do?
How you feeling, Queen?
I'm good. You know, like you said, I'm a little tired for sure, but I made it. This was supposed to be something that we've been did, like the beginning of the year type shit. So,
yeah. Try not to cuss.
Okay, cool.
For my Facebook audience. I'll bleep it out, though.
My bad. I got a potty mouth, so I'll really try.
Nah, you good. But, no, let me find out your live lid over there. How many folks you got on live?
See, I don't know.
Let me see.
I just turned it on, bro.
Let me see. Hey, I love when folk go live. What's happening? What's up, live? But yeah, what you saying? My bad.
You straight. I was just saying that I'm a little tired for sure, but this is something that we were supposed to been do, so I had to pull up. I was like, let's make it work.
Oh, yeah, I'll be working.
Yeah.
I'll be getting to it, you know what I'm saying?
I see you. I'll be seeing you. Congrats on everything.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know, I just try to stay consistent. I hate when people tell me congrats because I feel like I haven't earned the congratulations yet. Me personally,
man, stop.
I'm just being
real.
But
you accomplished a lot. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you feel like you haven't necessarily, or you're not exactly where you want to be,
right?
Like, where you started from versus where you are now.
True.
Like, that's a huge accomplishment. So, like, for that little thing, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? And for everything else that's going to come, congratulations on that, too. But
thank you for that. Thank you. Somebody told me I do need to...
take your flowers.
Take my flowers and celebrate every W.
Every you know, W.
Because I got my homegirl, MJ, like, she one of them type people, no matter what type of mood you in, it can be no matter what, it can be just a small victory. She going to be like, oh, nah, we got to celebrate this, you know. So it's good to have people like that with that energy, because sometimes we will kind of lack for a better term, like sleep on ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, have you ever, like, felt like you was doing that in your
sleeping
life?
Sleeping on myself?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's something that I'm still working on. I feel like that's called imposter syndrome a little bit. Like you know that you that dude or you that girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes you don't really feel like that. And then other people around you, like, oh, you dope. Like, why you don't do more? Why you don't do this? Why you don't do that? And you don't really see yourself like that sometimes. So, sometimes, a lot of times, I still feel like I sleep on myself, and I'm like, y'all really don't know. I'm that chick. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, like, it was I think it's a confidence thing that I'm still working on. Like, I feel like I'm almost there, but it's still certain stuff that I'm like, okay, I just don't want to sleep on myself at all anymore. Like, with anything in my life. Everything that I want to do, I want to know, like, fully that I can do it. Without any doubt in my mind.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
Check.
Come on, Hollywood Nat. You better come up in here and drop them gems. Yeah. And you be in your modeling bag, too. Like, you be, like, modeling. You don't do, like OnlyFans model. You, like, model, like, runway.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. I feel like when I see you, when I be seeing you walking, like, I be seeing, like, some ballerina energy, though. Have you ever been a ballerina?
Like, when I was younger, yeah. But it wasn't for long. I used to be the type that wanted to try everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I used to do gymnastics, ballet. I was a dance girl. But I think all of that ties a part into modeling. Modeling is something that I've been doing since I was younger. Like, it's something I've always known I wanted to do before I started acting and stuff. Like,
right.
I've always known I wanted to be a runway model. So Tyra Banks was somebody I looked up to, Naomi Campbell, all them, you know what I'm saying? Like, those were the people I dreamed of being on America's Next Top Model. I was so mad when they canceled the show. I was like, why?
Oh, they canceled that?
Yeah.
Damn. So that was like one of your, yeah, I know that would probably like kind of hurt your feelings, especially if this where you striving to, you know, be in the next couple of months, years or whatever. So yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Damn. I was kind of like that growing up. Jeopardy was mine. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, because, you know, I used to, my babysitter was like an older woman, you know. So I grew up around a lot of old heads. So it's like, I always wanted to be on, like, the old head shows.
I got you.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you getting basically, like, babysitted by your grandmama, you going to watch everything they watch.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like General Hospital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You finna watch the hell out some like some soap operas.
Man, my grandma used to kill them shows. I'm like, girl, so let's change
she
it.
She still living?
No, she passed away a while ago when I was younger.
Okay, rest in heaven to that queen, man. Rest in heaven to her. Yeah, them were the good old days, for real, for real. Now, speaking of good old days, my boy Lil Wayne said, he be having a little problem trying to remember all his lyrics, man.
I mean, I don't know what Lil Wayne been on lately, but he might be related to your ex-girlfriend or something.
Hey, see, I'm going to shoot Lil Wayne some bail in this one, though. Lil Wayne got like a million songs.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne got a million songs, and then Lil Wayne probably smoke 1,000 blunts a day. So
amongst other drugs,
I'm sure. So you gotta think, Lil Wayne been in the game since the 90s,
right? Exactly. He dope. I love Lil Wayne. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really care for his newer music, but like his old stuff, like I mess with him heavy, but he's still hard. You know what I'm saying?
So what new song came out that you weren't rocking with?
The latest album.
He ain't really been making like no music.
What was the name of the latest album he had?
I don't even remember.
It was a couple songs.
Was it Carter 5-6?
Whichever one was the last one.
But Lil Wayne, he a legacy artist though, so it's like if he take a 5-year, 10-year break, it's like it don't even matter. Back. Yeah, it don't even matter because his catalog is so strong. Mm-hmm. That he really ain't, he can retire from music and just go on war tours and ain't got to make another record a day in his life. You know what I'm saying? Because what do you think was your favorite Wayne era? You look like a lollipop era girl.
I mean, I do like that song, but
they were like 08 Wayne. 08 to 2012 Wayne right there.
What's the song? Pick the World Up? Or is it Drop the World?
I'm going to drop the world on your head.
That's one of my favorite Wayne songs.
So like 2014 to Wayne. Okay.
Because like I went to JSU, so I graduated in 2014, December of 2014. So that area of like, that era of Lil Wayne was what I was rocking with.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I got a couple favorite Wayne eras. The number one era will always be when he was with the Hot Boys. Hot Boy, like Black is Hot era. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now I got three. So Black is Hot era, of course, cause Wayne was like putting down and coming with all these different types of cadences. And Wayne wasn't even cussing, you know, because at the time, you know, Wayne mama, she was real strong about him. Like, she like, nah, you can do this right thing, but you can't cuss.
Oh, okay.
You know, so like, man, Wayne was like putting it down. And my second was probably his mixtape era when he first started doing the mixtapes, because I don't know how deep in the trenches you get with the Lil Wayne music, but he used to have this group called Squad Up.
Nah, I don't remember that.
So most females won't. He had this group called Squad Up, and they would like remix all the hottest songs and like and go crazy though.
I believe it.
You know, so right after that, right after he crunked that up, he dropped that Carter One. He dropped that Carter One, and after that, like, Wayne was in a whole nother stratosphere after that Carter One, you know. So, and the crazy part about that, he still didn't drop Carter Three till like a few years later, where he really just catapulted to a superstar, you know. And then think about all the features we got all that time. Yeah. What's your favorite Lil Wayne feature? If you can think of one.
I can't think of one.
Most female go-to always be like the Soulja feature.
I mean, that was cool. But
Destiny Child.
Yeah, I do like that one, but that's not one that I was thinking of. I honestly can't think of one.
Do you think it's an artist that you can truly say wholeheartedly can go up against versus with Lil Wayne?
Ooh, that's hard. I ain't never thought about that, to be honest.
Yeah, see,
I don't think so.
It's like, man, Wayne, you'll literally have to bring like three artists to battle Wayne.
Yeah, cause
this man giving us 20 plus years of hits.
Yeah.
You know, you think him and Jay-Z will be a good one?
Nah.
Why you say that?
I ain't never really rock with Jay-Z. I mean, like, I've listened to, like, a few of his songs, but I ain't never really rock with him like that, for real, for real. So, I can't really...
I guess
I can't honestly compare them to, because he wasn't one of my artists that I cared to listen to.
Yeah. So, what artists that you can listen to every day, all day?
I ain't gonna lie. I can bump some Jeezy.
Okay. Old Jeezy.
Old Jeezy.
Which era of Jeezy?
What's that? 103? The album 103?
With when he had that "Love My Mind."
Okay. That whole album go hard. When I say me and my best friend in college were listening to that like every single day. Yeah. You play that right now, I know every single song on that album.
For real?
Yes.
That's the one he also had that song with Future that "Way Too Gone."
It was that one he had one with 2 Chainz on there.
That's Super Freak.
Yeah.
Damn, you know what?
That 103 album went hard.
That 103 was kind of like tough.
That was lit.
That
was one of my favorite albums.
Now that you saying that.
If you think about almost the songs that's on there, you'd be like, dang, that did. And I like music like that, though. Like, when you can, on the album, it's literally like you don't get bored from listening to it. Like you don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to listen to this song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you want to listen to literally every song that's on the album. And I feel like that's how music should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I get that everybody's taste gonna be different and stuff, but yeah.
Hey, you know, I think about it. That damn album, probably that Jeezy 103 album might be a classic, because I'm looking at the track list right now. He had that song OJ with Fabulous, mm-hmm. that Way Too Gone, Super Free. He had some that Leave You Alone with Ne-Yo.
Yep.
Damn, that Fame with T.I. That yep. I do. Mm-hmm.
That was one of his, I feel like that was one of his best albums. Like, to me.
Damn.
I could literally listen to that for like a whole week and not get bored.
See that what I'm talking about, though. Track. I love that we got here. Because I feel like when people don't give Jeezy his flowers
enough.
They
don't. They be sleeping on Jeezy, like, for real, for real. And I'm just like, why?
Do you think the Recession album was a classic?
The new one?
No,
his new album?
The Recession. The one when he had the record My President Is Black, Blue. I feel like that was a classic.
Yeah, I do.
I'm looking at the track list on that. Like, he had some heat on there.
Even his newer album, what is it called?
Snowfall.
It's called Snowfall?
Yeah, with him and Drama. No. When it come on, be like, "Can't lie, been the rock and roll."
Oh, no, I might be talking about something different.
What song on?
Dang.
That his latest album, though, Snowfall. Let me see. He had a Recession Part 2. That came out in 2020.
Well, it's Recession. What song Recession Part 2?
He had that Black Dollar with Rick Ross. He had that, let me see. That Therapy For My Soul.
That's my song.
That's Therapy For My Soul.
That's the album I'm talking about. Okay. I like that album too.
Nah, that Recession Part 2 was dope. I wouldn't put it up there with classic.
Oh no. It ain't up there with his 103 and stuff.
It
but
was
it's
solid.
Definitely solid. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, anybody would probably agree that, you know, that Thug Motivation 101, like, gonna be his number one biggest classic of all time.
Yeah.
You know. What, you probably weren't even outside when that 101 was out, man.
What?
You were not outside, man.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't.
When it came out, 05?
I'm pretty sure I wasn't, but like still, I was young.
Damn.
In 05?
How old were you in 05?
I was like 15.
Oh, man. Yeah. You was just running around, little snotty nose, being fast. Was you that girl?
What girl?
Getting whoopings from you. getting on punishment for trying to sneak out the crib and stuff like that.
I ain't get whoopings like that.
You didn't?
Nuh-uh.
For nobody?
I mean, I got whoopings, but it's not like I got them like you would think I got them.
Mm.
Like, my sister got more whoopings than me.
Yeah, see, now you making me feel bad, because, like, I stayed getting drugged.
You was probably bad.
I probably was kind of bad.
I remember one time, God rest my stepdad, I was in elementary school, and I had got to fighting with this dude had, like, hit me in my ear, like, real, like, hard, like, the side of my face, and it messed my ear up or whatever, and I hit him back, and I ended up getting in trouble by my stepdad, so they called him. We used to have this alley where we walked down. It was me, my sister, and two other guys. They were twins, and we was walking. My stepdad was, like, waiting on me at the front door to whoop me, and I got in trouble, and what'd I do?
Wow.
But, yeah, I ain't really get in trouble like that for real. Like,
I think because, child, huh?
You know, I would say so.
Let you tell it. It was a lot of beat downs being served yesterday at that Floyd Mayweather fight, man. It broke this morning, but so Floyd had to fight this guy, John Gotti III, and, you know, of course, he won. So I guess the fight was going, you know, a fight got to be going real bad to make the ref, like, maybe, like, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, John Gotti, he wasn't really feeling that. So he started trying to, you know, still trying to fight after the fight was over, and then, like, a million people just rushed the ring, you know. And then if you look at the clip, Floyd's buddy trying to attack Floyd. Floyd still got another punch off and almost knocked him out again.
That's crazy.
You know, but the crazy thing about that, it seemed like the biggest fighting, all the most fighting was going on outside the ring.
That's crazy.
I scroll through, you know, I try to wait at least an hour or two, you know, before I give my thoughts and my energy to social media. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to fill my spirit up and my brain up with like the Holy Spirit, and try to listen to some gospel and read me some Bible verses, and meditate so I can hear from God before I do all that. So once I get all that out of the way, I'm scrolling down. I see your girl Jocelyn Hernandez, like, putting the beats on some chick. Like, man, and it's everywhere. I know you familiar with Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop. Yeah. Like, Jocelyn was dragging this girl so hard that the guy recording her, like, hey, man, he pleading, bro, please get this girl off of her, man.
While he recording?
Yeah.
Why not just help her? Like, pull off.
It's already like 2-3 dudes like trying to break it up though.
Oh, okay.
But Jocelyn, like, man, I never want to get that girl mad. Cause she, like, that girl was on demon time for real.
Dang, I ain't see that.
Man, like, she ain't gonna lie. She probably need to, out of all these people doing these celebrity boxing matches, she probably need to do one.
Oh, yeah.
I would go see her.
For real?
I would go see Jocelyn Hernandez because she got like that Rocky Eye of the Tiger factor about herself.
Yeah. Who you think she'll be against?
A good one. I would love to see Jocelyn. Does it got to be a reality star?
It can be.
And a celebrity. I would love.
Because any celebrity be doing them, right? Or is it just mostly reality stars?
I would love to see Jocelyn. I'm trying to think of a hothead chick that always fighting somebody. I don't want to say Tommy, because Tommy got beat up by that Natalie Nunn girl.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. I ain't see it, but like I was like reading on it and stuff, and I was like, oh damn.
Yeah. Dang. I'm trying to think. Who you think would be good for Jocelyn, man? I say Natalie Nunn and Jocelyn. That'll be a good one, because Natalie, like, when she
I think
was,
Natalie would get drugged, though. Yo, you remember Megan from Bad Girls Club?
I don't watch Bad Girl Club, but what about her, though?
She used to have them hands. So, like, I think, I ain't never seen Jocelyn fight, but, like, I think them two might be good. Yeah.
Jocelyn and what her name? Megan?
Megan.
Okay. Come on now. Come on through with the female demographics now. All my female watchers out there. Yeah, yeah. Pull up on us. Come watch some Bad Girl Club. That show still come on?
Nah, I don't think so.
What's the new popular ratchet show that everybody watch now?
I ain't gonna even lie to you. I am not that girl.
You don't mess with reality TV.
I do not watch reality TV like that. Like, I know of people because of, like, social media and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't be paying attention to reality TV.
Nah, I feel you.
I ain't the type to be like, oh, I gotta watch this today. Nah.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like Floyd is such a GOAT that I was seeing him before the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Floyd already be knowing what he about to do. It's like, cause he's so trained.
Yeah, it's calculated.
And he got that, he's so calculated and meticulous, mm-hmm, with his fighting skills that he already be knowing what he gonna do before he get in there. See, Floyd, he ain't the type just finna go on and just swing. He gonna let you come in there. He gonna see how you moving. You know, he a chess player.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, he probably really, like, studies his like opponent, like who he going against.
Well,
he probably really studies them and how they move, like going back watching different fights that they do, like they signature moves or whatever, and he like, okay, cool, I can go in right here. So yeah, he probably really like studies it. Like takes it serious.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, he in the champ for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
and then fights like that, them just be like easy money grabs for him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, see, it's what I learned throughout the years, boxing is like big business. It ain't, mm-hmm, just about what's going on in that ring. It's more so about what's going outside the ring, mm-hmm, like the deals that you broker. Like, see, now he over there, he get over there getting money with the Zeus Network now.
Yeah.
So it's like, this man figured out this business to a science.
Mm-hmm.
See, now then he have Blueface. Yeah, Blueface and Chris Sun,
mm-hmm,
performing. So, you know, all that be tied in, because ain't that? I think that show that they got is on Zeus, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, like Floyd, he probably got to be the, when it comes to being an athlete, he probably be like the greatest athlete businessman of all time next to, he definitely up there with Shaq,
yeah,
and Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
You know. He definitely up there with Shaq. Speaking of Shaq, the boy Shaq been sliding on. The boy Shaq says, go down in the DM.
What?
That boy Shaq said they don't call him Diesel for nothing, man.
No.
That boy Shaq, wow. So, this beautiful young lady just went viral recently. And, you know, all the guys were giving her flowers because she was a Home Depot employee. So they were saying, like, even though we know you can go get an OnlyFans, we salute you, queen, for being a hard worker and going up there to Home Depot and get some money the right way. So, Shaq done slid in them DMs with the little can of oil line. Shaq said, it started out, I already knew where it was going when I saw the first line. Shaq say, yeah, don't let them, don't even worry about the comments. don't even just stay focused. Keep up the good work. You know, that's the little playoff line.
Exactly.
Then he ended. She said, thanks, Shaq.
Then that was his end right there.
Mm-mm. Oh, Shaq had to. Now, this is the line we use when we're trying to check the temperature. Shaq said, yeah, don't tell your boyfriends to get mad at me for DMing you or something like that.
Not you telling the guy code. Oh.
I don't even really think that's a hidden secret.
It's not.
But.
Because, like, that doesn't, like, that's a hint of, like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to holler, but hope your man don't get jealous. Hope these men in your DMs.
Nah, that.
Ain't jealous.
I don't even blame Shaq, man. It's like, man, go, man, get. Man, see, at the same time, you know, that man kicking flavor. He, like, he ain't coming at her like, hey, I'm Shaq. You supposed to want me. He coming at her like a regular dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. Like, of course, like, she ain't play, like, show, like, the whole messages. I'm quite sure Shaq probably got her to pull up later on.
Oh, probably for sure.
Blessed her.
Yeah.
What you doing in that situation? If Shaq hit you up.
Well.
Tell the truth, too. Don't please be vulnerable.
Listen.
Don't be on here capping.
Why I got a cap? Look.
Don't cap me down.
See, I have to be like, it's not just about money with me. So, like, no, for real. I know people say that a lot. But if I'm not, like, attracted to you, like, I can't look at you during, you know, what? Certain situations.
What?
Sex? I'm gonna be, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, nah.
You did not answer the question, ma'am. If Shaq DM you right now, are you folding or holding? Go. What going? What you doing?
I'm holding.
What that mean? You going?
No.
You gonna pull up?
Not like that. Not like that on that type of time, no.
So you saying you wouldn't give Shaq no play?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not attracted to Shaq.
Why are you capping, man?
You told me to be honest, bro. I'm not attracted to Shaq.
You ain't got to be attracted to him to pull up on him.
Exactly. I said not on that type of time.
On what type of time? What you think Shaq about to hit you up and say, hey, let's go to Bible study? What you think he about to, what you think type
so
of time?
So the answer is no.
So what if he be like, hey, let's go to Bible study? You going?
No.
So, all right, hold up. Hold up, let me entertain, I'm glad you got that hat on, because you cap as hell, man.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go.
Man,
here we go.
I promise it had to be your destiny to wear that hat today.
Nah, my hair messed up.
So, in what situation, I got two questions.
Okay.
In what situation would you be down to link up with Shaq if he DM you?
I would not be down to link up with Shaq.
Not even for a dinner.
I do like to eat.
Like, come on now.
But after that, what we gonna do? He gonna take me back home, right?
Because
see, that's the thing with a lot of men. Like, a lot of men feel like, oh, because I take her out to eat or because we go to the movie, she obligated to give it up or something like that. Like, that's not really how it works. Like,
you say a lot of dudes feel like that?
They feel obligated that because they, and I think it's two parts of it. It's the man fault and it's the woman fault too. But, and I'm gonna speak on women, but I feel like a lot of women nowadays, because we have the mind, well, I ain't gonna say we, because I'm not like that, but because a lot of women have the mindset of, oh, if he ain't giving me no money, then what he here for? If I'm giving up, if I'm having sex with him, but he ain't giving me no money, then what he doing? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or I'm not gonna talk to him if he don't got no money type stuff. Whereas a man, if that's all they hearing from a female, then now they gonna think every other female is like that.
Right.
When honestly, I'm not attracted to money. I didn't, when you approach me, like, you didn't approach me based off of what you had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't come up to me, oh, I got $1 million in the bank account.
Right.
Like, because if all that was taken away from you, what do you have left? You know what I'm saying?
So
and that's what I look at.
So you don't mind, like, getting to know a guy that's living with him, sleeping on his mama's couch with no job?
I ain't say that.
As long as he got a heart of gold.
Listen.
He got a good heart. That's all that matters.
Listen, you have to have a plan for your life. Like, I'm not saying that I would get with somebody that's sleeping on their mama couch and don't got no job, because I feel like, what's your plan? Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I understand that in life, situations happen, things happen, and some people are taken out of their element and they have to find a way to get back to themselves. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
For instance, if somebody was in a relationship and they was married and they ended up getting a divorce and the woman took everything, and now this man don't have nothing, but he got, he's still working, but he has his mama got a basement or whatever, and he's sleeping in there. Like, until he's able to get himself back on his feet, I feel like that's a hardworking man. You know what I'm saying? Because he was placed in a situation, but now he's trying to get himself back out of that situation. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I feel like a lot of women love to say it ain't about the money until it's about the money.
Well, I mean.
So, if a guy meets you, he come out and just be like, hey, I ain't really got it like that, but let's go back to the crib, just let me cook for you, and let's watch some Netflix and drink some wine. And he do that for a whole month straight every weekend. You still gonna have the same energy with this guy. He ain't took you like nowhere, like no restaurants, no activities, no nothing. You just gonna be cool with just that.
So all we doing every day for a month or every weekend for a month is the same thing we did when we first met?
Yo, that's all he can afford.
I'm sorry. No, because let me tell you, that wouldn't be a problem, but babe, we can get creative on dates in the house. Like, we don't have to just watch. Like, we can have a game night one weekend. We can have something else the next weekend. But every single weekend, we can have a picnic in the house.
Mm.
But every single weekend, we doing the exact same thing. Yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that. We don't have to go out every day. But, like, if we going to be in the house, at least be creative about it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, don't be like, oh, well, yeah, we doing this. Nah, we can get creative.
Mm.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that because, I mean, going out is expensive.
It's just depending on where you're going.
Bro, we is in Georgia. Growing out is expensive. It, like, can go get you a bottle cheaper than you. If you go in a club or a bar, you going to spend a good $50, $60, $70 when you could have just went to go get you a bottle and made you about 5 mixed drinks.
Nah, for real. Like,
oh, I'm just saying.
You be in your mixed drink bag.
I be, it depends. Sometimes I be taking shots, you know.
What?
I like tequila. Jack Daniel's honey is my boo.
Women, y'all just didn't. I see a lot of y'all just didn't made like the Jack Daniel's honey the official drink now.
That's always been my favorite drink though.
Jack Daniel's honey.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I used to like Di Serrano when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
But ooh, that thing is so sweet.
Di Serrano, what is that? Like a cognac?
I think so. Like I had it when I was like in college, and like it was real good. But that when I tried it like years ago, I was like, dang, this is sweet.
See, I can't really just get with sweet drinks. I get that more like it probably for females anyway. Cause like, my homegirl, she hyped me up, man, get some. Cause I was coming to her party and she was like, bring some drink. And I was like, what you want? Cause you know, that's just how I get down. You know, mm-hmm. If I'm coming somewhere, I'm gonna bring like whoever special day it is, I'm gonna bring what they drink and I'm gonna bring what I drink. So she was like, she wanted some Jack Honey. So I tried it. I was like, man, that stuff tastes like some damn NyQuil or something, man. I don't know how y'all drink that.
What?
Man, that stuff tastes like the little, you know when you get sick, the little honey NyQuil, DayQuil.
You being dramatic.
Nah, man, y'all can have that one. Y'all can have that one.
You being dramatic, bro. All
right, y'all can have that one. I can get with you on some tequila, though. You know what I'm saying? I get with you
on some tequila. It just depends on the day and the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, if I'm out, I feel like, with my homegirls or something, then I'm probably going to drink some tequila or something like that. But I'm also a wine girl, too. So, yeah, give me a sweet red.
Can't go wrong with a little
you
wine.
You can't go wrong with wine.
Can't go wrong.
Wine with be getting you more drunk than, like, the tequila sometimes.
Nah, for real.
I be lit.
I ain't gonna lie. I just got in my wine bag a couple years ago, and I was like, damn, what a new discovery.
Exactly.
I've been sleeping. Sleep on it. Yeah. Like, for real. I like, damn, what I've been doing with my life. So what? So you love a good red.
I love a good red.
I'm a white, like a white, damn, what's the wine called?
Start with C?
Chardonnay. I like a good Chardonnay or a good Riesling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You tried the Black Girl Magic one?
Nah. I saw a bottle at my sister's house, but I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
I think she said it was good, though.
Bro, you know what I can't get on, though?
What?
That Taylor Port.
Yeah, I seen a Taylor Port bottle. That's like a vodka, right?
No, that's a wine.
Yeah, that probably like the one of the popular ones, because I heard it like in various places.
It's like newer. Like, it became like big, like last year, I want to say, on TikTok. Like, you know how they be like TikTok finds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, somebody had went viral, I think, posting it. And a lot of people just started trying it after that. But that tastes like medicine.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, and I drink wine. So, like, if I have to give it away... I had to give the bottle away to somebody. I could not finish it.
Taylor Port.
It ain't for me. It's for somebody, but it ain't for me.
That ain't the one.
For me.
What kind of wine is it, though?
It's like, I guess it's supposed to be like a sweet type wine, but it's like...
Is it like a red?
It's
a
red.
White? Okay.
It has
okay.
To me, it tastes like it got a medicine taste to it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Have you ever wanted... As time went by, have you ever found yourself wanting to get back with one of your exes? She like, hell yeah, I got one right now.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I have. But I realized that, like, when you and somebody break up, it doesn't mean that people are never going to get back together. Because I've seen situations where people break up and then, like, years later down the road, they end up getting married and all this stuff. So some people just really need a break. I do believe in right person, wrong time. Mm. I do believe in that, because y'all can just be at two different places in y'all life. You know what I'm saying? Like, on two different pages. So I've had that thought before, but, yeah.
What was it about that person that made you say, I bring this up because Vivica Fox was trending the other day, and it was just like mad clips coming up how she was talking to the interviewer, and she was comparing, you know, her old flame with 50 Cent, and she was talking about how J-Lo and Ben Affleck got back together, and she was like, she'll be down to get back with 50 Cent.
Mm.
You know? So that made me think, like, damn, is it an ex that I want back? Then I thought long and hard for like 3 seconds in deep thought. And I said, hell no. No.
Are you not entertained?
But why?
Are you not entertained?
Because they are ex for a reason.
But again, like, you have to realize that you don't know, like, we can sit here and, like, try to calculate our future all day long, but you don't know who you might run back into in the future and how much they have evolved. Because the person that you dated 10 years ago, not going to be the same person. I mean, they very well can be, but they may not be the same person today. You know what I'm saying? Like who, even yesterday, who I was yesterday or who I was last week is not who I am today. So like some people need to be separated in order for them to one, people realize what they, first of all, most people always come back, especially like in a female's perspective, like the ex always come back, especially when they know that they had a good person by their side. Like, have you ever just sat there and thought about it? Like, how many exes came back and tried to get back with you?
I wouldn't say they tried to come back and get with me, but they tried to come back and just, you know, they probably came back and we just spent the duration of our friendship just having, you know, casual sex and just not being in a relationship. They don't never want to get back with me. They just want to have sex with me without the other stuff.
Without the relationship, like without the title.
Yeah, then if we had some good sexual chemistry, I'd be down with that. You know what I'm saying? I'd be down with that. I ain't gonna lie though, I'm just thinking about my ex mama and it just would not get off my mind. I just wonder what her mama doing right now, man. Her mama was
leave
just,
her mama alone.
I slid one of just ride over her house. Like, hey, how your mama being though?
Leave her mama alone.
Is your mama good?
That baby ain't doing nothing to you.
Nah, see. I'm telling you what it is with that Vivica Fox thing, though. Just typical. You know, that how it is. Your ex see you over there with your new thing. Mm-hmm. You happy. You know what I'm saying? They see how your new thing over there glowing. The new girl happy. You happy. You shining. You still balling. Balling harder than you was before. And it just looks good from a distance.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all that was. That's all it is, man.
Exactly. Because, like, I mean, they very well could be happy, but you don't know what's going on in somebody else's house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like you said, everybody wants what looks good on the outside. But when they get in it, they like, oh, dang, this ain't what I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah. See? That's why you need to leave them exes where they at.
Okay.
I feel like you about to get back with an ex this week.
That's crazy.
I feel like that because when I asked that question, you just was in a whole other world.
It's just like when you was with somebody for so long, like you still have those thoughts, especially like when y'all were at a point, like you said, of y'all could have been married or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so yeah, but would I get back with somebody right now? I would say no.
Yeah.
Because I am in an area of my life where I am really focused on like my goal and where I want to go. So I feel like at the moment a relationship
would kind of hint slow you down.
You know, because I noticed with a lot of women, and I'm not going to say it's bad that women get in a relationship or married and stuff like that. But I think that a lot of us, when we get in a relationship, we start to put the man first and we care more about his needs or our significant other needs than we do our own. And I feel like that's how a lot of people get lost in like relationships and stuff. So, yeah.
Damn, that's deep. You right. I done seen that happen sometime. Like, I done seen situations where I done started dating a girl. Now, she always, like, pulling up on me. And her kids might be older.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that she not really spending time with her kids. And I got to be the one to be like, hey, you got to, nah, don't come over here tonight. Like, chill over there with your kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though, like, they kind of older, like, teenagers. But still, like kids need their mama.
Yeah,
you know, sure. And I don't want to be the person and the reason that you not spending time with your kids. You know what I'm saying? Cause like no matter like especially like if they already ain't got a daddy in the picture, mm-hmm. so just leaving them at the house every day like that ain't even like that ain't even cool, man. And you ain't got kids, huh?
I do not.
You smart.
Listen, I don't mean this like. First of all, I want to commend the people that got kids because I understand that it's hard. I got a dog and he a lot.
Yeah,
but like I don't know. I've always been the type of person where I'm like, I guess I can be really selfish sometimes when it comes to like me and where I want to go in life. And I feel like if I had a child, I would have to focus solely on that child. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I see a lot of people still chase their dreams and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's harder to do it with that. And again, I commend the moms out there that's still out there chasing their dream, doing their thing or whatever with a child, because it's not easy, I'm sure.
Right.
But and also, I just never wanted to be a baby mama. Like, I've always seen myself more than just being somebody's baby mama. Like, if you feel like I'm good enough to put a baby in, then I'm good enough to be your wife.
Mm.
So I'm just, yeah.
What? So where now? Hold back. You say if
wait.
If you're good enough to put a baby
like,
in you.
If you feel like, why should I just settle to be somebody baby mama when I can be somebody wife?
I mean, but sometimes it just happened like that. And
I understand.
I can't agree with you on that last part that if you good enough for me to put a baby in, that you good enough for me to marry you. I can't agree with that because when it comes to, you know, making a baby, you know, them moments that happen, you know?
Nah.
Like when you in that moment, that heated moment, and y'all got that chemistry going on, and then a person just, and a guy just don't pull out in the heat of that moment. And next thing you know, you pregnant. That don't necessarily mean you ain't even got to be in love with nobody to do that.
That's sad.
That come on, now. So don't try that. So you telling me the only time you ever had protected sex was when you was within a whole relationship?
Protected sex?
Yeah. You never raw dogged a casual, a person you were just being casual with. You never went raw and unprotected with them.
Unfortunately, but like that, again, my mindset now is, one, I'm just not going to let anybody have sex with me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So like I'm at a space in my life where if you don't see any, if you only see me as this sexual like woman and all you want to do is have sex with me, I'm not the one for you.
I mean,
that's how I look at it.
You ain't even got to go that far, that deep into it though, because we just talking about the part where the difference, I'm speaking on when you said like he should want to marry you.
So people just out here putting babies in any and everybody, and that's exactly why people shouldn't be parents. Some people.
I mean,
because that's sad.
That's real life, though.
I mean, it's real life, but that don't mean it ain't sad.
Because think, all right, answer me this. Was your mom and dad married when they had you?
I think so.
Like, are you sure? Are they married now?
No, they divorced.
Okay. Are you sure they was married when they had you?
I want to say they was married.
Because how you know, like, your mama wasn't just looking at your dad, it's just like it's just a guy she having fun with, and she got pregnant and had you, and probably wasn't even in love with that man like that.
Well, she did that twice, because my sister was also, me and my sister got the same daddy, so.
Yeah, so like, you know, that it just happened.
So at some point, I mean, yeah, it just happened, but no, because you can't say it just happens, because with sex, we know what's to expect or what's to come from sex. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know that 9 times out of, like, if you have sex, if you have unprotected sex, you might get pregnant. You get what I'm saying? So, like, it ain't nothing like, oh, it just happens. Like, nah.
But, yeah, but at the same time, you not going to sit here and tell me every person that you had unprotected sex with, it was somebody you wanted to marry one day.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm not settling to be somebody baby mama.
True.
That's my point. My True. Point is, if, like, for instance, if me and my ex, like, that you think that I will get back with in a week.
I think
you just said.
Telling on yourself. Go ahead.
Because that's the only one that, like, we ever talked about having kids together. So, like, okay. that's why I'm going back to him. But, like, if all he wanted to do was just be like, okay, I want you to have my baby. No. That's not good enough for me. Mm. Like, I want more than just that. I want more than just to be somebody's baby mama.
I see the doubt is, ain't nobody a friend to be out here just be like, hey, I just want you to have my baby now. At least I hope not. Ain't nobody out here just getting down like that, just to the point.
You don't know.
I said I hope not. Salute to all the single mothers out there anyway.
Because, period, y'all killing it.
Hey, man, big salute to everybody over there watching us on YouTube. Big salute to everybody listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, all that good stuff, man. Hey, big salute over there, everybody over there in them Facebook streets, man.
Let's get it.
Is there anything you want to bless the people with before we get up out of here?
I think one thing that I would say is always follow your dream. If you have a passion and it keeps coming back to you, then that's something that you need to pursue. Never give up, because it's easier, I feel like, to give up than it is to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can give up all day long, but what is that gonna do? Especially if it's gonna keep coming back to us. So why not just put yourself out there, believe in yourself, and know that you can do it and you can conquer anything. So, yeah.
Come on, now. Come on with the positivity, man. Hey, man, we gone. But always remember, when you do what you do, had to get that little dramatic pause up and up.
No.
Hey, man, we gone. But always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Aye!
Check runners.